The Greater Alliance Carnation Festival begins today with events throughout the city. The Carnation Food Fest runs from 4 to 9 at the University of Mount Union Campus Lakes. Shakespeare at the Castle starts at 7 at Glamorgan Castle, and a scavenger hunt is underway at various Alliance locations. An Alliance police sergeant is sentenced for a crash in Austintown. Ethan Griffith was given 1 year of probation, a 1 year license suspension, and a $715 fine for fleeing the scene of the crash in June. He was placed on unpaid administrative leave after the incident. Griffith was arrested Tuesday on a felony count of endangering children. He allegedly hit a 4-year-old boy at White House Fruit Farm in Canfield Sunday. Police said the incident took place as the boy was visiting his mother and Griffith, who is her fiance. The blows reportedly left marks on the boy's face. Griffith is scheduled to appear in Mahoning County Court in Sebring today. A man has been indicted after police say he shot a woman outside a Canton apartment building. 46-year-old Damon Gomez allegedly shot a 39-year-old in the foot, bit her on the head, and struck her with a handgun. The incident happened late on June 9th in the 700 block of McKinley Avenue Northwest. The victim was treated at Mercy Hospital. Gomez is in the Stark County Jail on $75,000 bond. Charges include attempted murder, strangulation, and felonious assault. He will be arraigned tomorrow. A Stark County grand jury has reduced the charge against a Canton man accused of attacking another man. 20-year-old Johnny Range was indicted on a felonious assault charge after initially being charged with attempted murder. Police allege Range stomped on the head of a 63-year-old who was lying unconscious after an assault near Walnut Avenue and 9th Street Northeast in Canton, June 18th. Range remains in the county jail on a $1 million bond. His arraignment is set for tomorrow. Diebold Nixdorf is reporting second quarter growth. The North Canton-based maker of ATMs and point-of-sale checkout systems says revenue grew more than 1% year-over-year to $930.8 million, while orders increased 3%. Diebold Nixdorf reports net income rose 28%, adjusted earnings increased 8%, and earnings per share grew 33% compared to the second quarter of last year. Retail business saw more than 20% growth for the second straight quarter, with sales improvements across all regions. Lake Township trustees approved bringing down an unsafe building. The board authorized the demolition of a vacant house at 3574 Pine Street Northwest Monday and ordered nuisance abatement at properties on Shoshone Avenue and Kane Street for overgrown vegetation, garbage, and debris. Trustees also swore in Daryl Clater as a new full-time Uniontown police officer, hired Andrea Walters as a part-time police dispatcher, and approved more than $386,000 in expenditures. The E. coli advisory for West Branch Lake in Portage County has been lifted. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources removed the warning Wednesday afternoon, a day after high bacteria levels prompted officials to advise against swimming. Tests had shown E. coli levels above the state's recreational water safety limit. A guilty plea for a Salem man in the September 2024 deaths of an elderly couple. 26-year-old Kaylin Jones reportedly fell asleep while driving on Georgetown Road, driving into oncoming traffic, and striking a vehicle carrying Richard and Joanne Heiner, who died in the collision. Sentencing is set for next Wednesday. Jones entered guilty pleas Wednesday to two misdemeanor counts of vehicular homicide. A preliminary hearing is set Wednesday for a Lisbon-area man accused of firing gunshots during an argument with his mother. 27-year-old Robert Vaughn pleaded not guilty Wednesday in Columbiana County Municipal Court to felonious assault and domestic violence charges. Deputies say Vaughn's mother accused him of threatening to kill her and fired 3 shots at her at their Elkton Township home Tuesday. No one was hit. Vaughn was released on $50,000 bond. The village of Sebring is without a manager after Chris Frazier's departure. He was hired in March to replace Tim Gabrelsik, who resigned. Frazier declined to comment about his exit, and Mayor David Wright did not return phone calls seeking comment. Village Council held a special meeting July 21st, including an executive session, to discuss the appointment, employment, discipline, promotion, demotion, compensation, or investigation of a public employee. It isn't known whether that session was connected to Frazier's status. A man is dead after a shooting Wednesday afternoon on Youngstown's south side. Police say the 20-year-old was found with multiple gunshot wounds near Glenwood and West Indianola Avenues just after 3. Detectives believe the shooting was targeted. One person was detained for questioning, but investigators say that person is not a suspect. The investigation is continuing. A man will be sentenced for a shooting in Youngstown. 28-year-old Marquez Jones of Youngstown pleaded guilty to tampering with evidence and failure to comply. A felonious assault charge was dropped. Last May 29th, Jones fired shots during an argument outside a West Judson Avenue home. His ex-girlfriend told police Jones had come to the address and began arguing with her. She called her child's father for help, and Jones reportedly shot at him before driving away. Jones was accused of throwing the gun from the moving vehicle. No sentencing date has been set. A Niles man who pleaded guilty to sex crimes involving a 13-year-old victim will go to prison. 35-year-old Frank Smith was sentenced to more than 20 years behind bars in connection with a December 2025 case. The girl was known to Smith, who pleaded guilty in May to 2 counts each of rape and gross sexual imposition in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.